Violent Femmes at 94.9 The River with Ken and Deb at 8:39, and Mayor Tammy from the City of Meridians in studio, in-house,
behind the mic.
How are you?
Great. It's always good to start my mornings with you.
I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for coming. All right, so I see that e-scooters are coming back. Is that next month for Meridian?
No, it's not next month. The City Council did decide to not do first come, first serve. They actually are now going to put out an RFP, which means we'll select the highest qualified and experienced provider.
Oh, okay.
Up to two.
Mm-hmm. Up to two.
Uh-huh.
Because how many companies are there now? We're going to have three in Boise, or we have three now.
I think we have three now. Yeah,
three on the streets now. I think there are like seven or eight out there operating.
Well, we heard up to five had indicated interest in Meridian.
Mm.
But it's best to learn from the first rollout.
That was exciting.
That was unexpected. That's why it rolled out
crazy?
So poorly.
Yeah.
But I think that this time there's been a lot of discussions with the various departments, including Ada County Highway District, our police department, and the public. So this time we will choose the most qualified who can do certain things that respects private property rights, that do not have scooters laying all over the sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think being a little bit more purposeful on this will net maybe different results.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in such a hurry on this one.
No, I think it's more important that we do it right than do it right away.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're going to come play in our neighborhood, you realize we have our rules.
Well, Well, you want some order to it. And that's what the public was most concerned about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very good.
What else? Yes. What else is going on?
Well, I don't know. We've had some joint meetings lately, both with the school district and the Board of Trustees, to talk about school safety.
Mm-hmm.
We've been, since the tragic events last year, we've convened a lot of the different stakeholders and looking at the best way to ensure that our kids are safe in the schools. And that's been really important. In fact, it's been so well received. The rest of the state is taking a lot of lessons from what our discussions have been, and this has gone statewide. So we've also met with Ada County Highway District and talked about the Linder overpass and seeing how we can get that escalated in its time frame. We've talked about the NAMPA news of 3,000 new jobs coming in, and we've talked to ACHD and said, do you know what the impact on the Ada County side is going to be, and have you been present at the table?
Yeah.
Have they?
Yeah.
How secret is it?
Well, I heard that it's a done deal and that they're already turning dirt over there, so we haven't been part of the discussion. So Mayor Kling and I have talked about it. We are pulling a meeting together, and primarily with the road departments, which we don't have, but we want to hear the discussion and what the plans are. And so that meeting's being scheduled right now.
3,000 employees at one location, that's significant.
Yeah.
That is normal around here. We don't have that in very many places. And it means, you know, not just a lot of traffic, but parking and all kinds of other things.
Well,
and is it
and new pressures.
Is it a 24-hour-a-day facility?
I believe so, but
okay.
We haven't
Project,
had the meeting yet.
Right. This is Project Bronco, which is the secret way of saying Amazon warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. But she's not going to verify it.
Yeah. Yeah, but okay. I'll say it. Okay.
Yes, and we're concerned, too, that it's going to change growth demands, too, and we're going to have yet another area that we'll be needing to grow into or have growth
pressures.
Well,
yeah, because you guys are basically kind of stuck in the middle on this when people are living in Boise and want to go
yes,
to work
we
in
are.
Tampa.
We need to be present at the
yes,
table.
You do.
All right, very
sure.
Good.
It's not no longer, double negative, it's no longer Meridian in the middle, though. It's all part of the whole Treasure Valley and the Ada County or everything
else.
Well, it's
exactly.
Like,
and these are kind of why we do things like Coffee with the Mayor, which mm-hmm. is next week.
Yeah.
On March 5th, and that's going to be at the new True Hotel. It's a Hilton off of South Meridian Road, just off the freeway.
Yes, visiting some friends. Okay, very good.
Yeah, and we turn dirt on our sixth fire station. The groundbreaking is Wednesday, March 6th at 11:30, and that's off of Overland, just across from Camping World.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Yeah, so we have a lot going on, and if you want to know what happened last year, we do have an annual report on our website at meridiancity.org/2018, and mm-hmm. you can see the annual report and see what we did this last year.
Okay, so you can't just say, you didn't do anything.
Well, we've done a lot.
Yes,
and
you have.
It's really impressive, the report. Our community is still very active, and we have a lot going on.
All right.
So if you want to check it all out, once again, go to the city website, which is
meridiancity.org. And if you want the annual report, you just put in /2018. And don't forget, mm-hmm. there's a fireman's chili cook-off
this
Saturday.
Yes, that's right.
This Saturday's a cook-off?
Somebody tagged me in that on Facebook just yesterday. That wasn't you, though.
No.
But it is somebody else.
I know.
Where's that going to be? Speedway or
at
what?
The Speedway at the from 11 to 3.
Right. That's Thanks. Always delicious.
Oh, it's always a lot of fun. It's a great cause.
As I used to say, it's a gas. All right. Thanks, Mayor Tammy.
Why is Larry H. Miller Honda in Boise, Idaho's number one volume Honda dealer?